Hello again. That song that I sang on one of the tapes a while ago, well, last night I was just practicing it just for the heck of it, and I didn't realize it was actually going to be taped for anything. I had figured I'd just go through it and then play it back to see how it sounded and see what all I needed to improve terribly much. Anyway, and that was one of the first times I'd gone through it, so that's why it's kind of hurting in places. And I guess, well, I'll be doing that when the choir does the South Pacific program. We did it for College Day last week, well, this week, but we didn't have time really to work that one up. And also Hilda, who plays the piano for us, didn't know the music. And so I'll be doing that later on. And now, since I'm on the senior executive council, we're trying to choose the class song, or the whole class is trying to choose the class song and the colors and the flower and the motto and all that kind of good stuff for the senior class this year. And it's really kind of difficult. I mean, like in today's meeting, some of the girls decided they'd do stuff real fancy like and have things that are full of symbolism. Well, that's fine and good, but some of the girls suggested black and white for the school colors, and that I cannot see. But I don't know, they're trying to convince people that it'll be good. I can't see it, but anyway, I hope we get something good. I suggested green and gold, but green and yellow were the class colors last year, and people didn't want it to be that close, so I really don't know what we'll have. And some of the mottos were really bad, too. The only good one was something like, "Today we follow, tomorrow we lead." I thought that was pretty good. I'm taking a first aid course now, and tonight, well, last night now, was the last actual course. Next week we'll have a little bit of a lesson, and then the examination. And it's been real educational. I don't know whether I'll pass it or not, but whatever, I mean, whether I do or not, what I've learned I'm sure will be helpful. On Wednesday I got a package, or Allison and I got a package from Auntie Mary, and it had Valentines for us from them. Mine was a real pretty yellow gown. It'll be just perfect for Baylor next year, and for this summer too, of course. It's the same kind of stuff like we both have some of, with the heavier kind of material underneath and the light, fancier kind of stuff on top of it, and it's real pretty. And Allison got her precious little green dress with buttons down the front of it, and they're just for decoration. There's a zipper in the back, but the buttons are heart-shaped, and it's just as cute on her as it can be. And Mother's going to use that for her Easter dress. That'll come in real handy. This afternoon, our Girl Scout troop is supposed to take the posters around to the different stores in Harlingen, since our troop's main thingamajig. Well, most of the girls that are in the troop are from Harlingen. So, our troop divided all the cookie posters and took them around to different stores today. And advertising Girl Scout cookie sales, because the sale starts today. Well, advanced orders could start being taken today. Oh, and Mr. Hatchett told us the other day that Terry Hatchett is going to get married June 20 something or other. If I'm not sure what day in June. Anyway, sometime or other, to a girl from Katy, Texas. And let's see. I guess that's about all I have to say. So, talk more later. I guess that's what you'd say. In a letter, you say write more later. Anyway, goodbye for now, y'all. My home project this semester is going to be fixing up the upstairs. I want to put either some kind of linoleum or some kind of or carpet stuff or something. I'm not real sure what, in the bathroom and fix that all up. It'll be real nice. And I also hope to put some shelves up and fix up the bulletin board and just kind of clean it up generally and have it looking better for whenever anybody comes to stay upstairs and just to have it looking better. I think it'll be real good. Mrs. Jordan came yesterday and it was really kind of funny because, you know, she has to check it before the kids do a project and then afterwards to see what improvements they've made. And Maria had cleaned up there some and then I had done some and Mother also helped. And so we had it halfway okay for her to come in and see all this stuff. But some of y'all's stuff was still out. I mean, the stuff that y'all had with you in Alabama, I guess. Anyway, out there in the day bed and all that kind of stuff. And Mother went in the bathroom yesterday before Mrs. Jordan came, just checking, making sure everything was kind of put away where it was all right. And she discovered an empty thing that you had had birth control pills in. She moved it. She said that might not look too good for Mrs. Jordan to see that there. And
I explained to Mrs. Jordan about it when she was over here.
Yeah. And I was like, so when we opened the refrigerator, there was a six-pack thingamajig of beer in there that had been there since before y'all were here. And that was really something, too, because it's not every high school girl that has a carton of, or whatever you call it, of beer in a refrigerator. But
well,
that really would have been something.
Explained that, though, too, before we went upstairs.
Yeah. But that was really something. I guess that's about all I have to say now, too. So, bye.
Well, it's now 1:30 Saturday morning, February the 15th. That's a little later than I normally stay up. So, I guess we'll quit this for now and let Miss Smith get some more on it in the morning, and we'll get a tape or two off to you tomorrow. So, we'll see you, and good night.
Do I start? J.R. and Allison just came over with the recorder for me to add my bit. I said, I don't know what to say. I guess I feel stupid. And I remember Janice said she felt stupid. So Miss Allison says she is stupid. She feels kind of stupid. I was glad she changed that. I must tell you what she said yesterday. We were passing Doc and Sid's, and they always fly their flag, and she wanted to know why everybody flew their flags all the time. And I said, well, they don't, but Doc and Sid always do. But I said, day before yesterday, all the flags flew downtown because it was Lincoln's birthday. And Lincoln was a good man, and he was our president. And she says, Nixon is not. Imagine that kid paying any attention to who's the president. But she's just that smart. JJ's around missing into things. I don't know whether you can hear her or not, but she and JR are having a tussle. I think of you so much and just hope you're getting along fine. And it sounded on your tape, you just sounded so natural and like you were just all right. I hope the package I mailed you Wednesday gets to you all safe and sound, and that you find something in there that you like. And how about it, JR? Is my time up?
Okay, it's going.
Now I'm going to quit and let Allison have the rest of the tape.
you can hold that.
Yeah, I'll hold it up here like this. It might be better if I held it right out in front of the yard. Go ahead.
No, you hold it.
Oh, okay. Well, you did hold it, don't you?
You had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men can put Humpty together again.
Now tell them about the elephant in the fence. My mother gave me...
Daddy, I forgot that one last night.
Go ahead.
Say my mother gave me...
You can say it now.
My mother gave me 50 cents to... See that elephant jump the fence. He jumped so high, he touched the sky and didn't come down till the 4th of July.
Well, that was cute.
What other one?
I don't know.
Did she sing Our Valley Home last night?
I think you sang that before one time on one of the other sides of the tape or something.
She did. Well, tell her you had a Valentine party at school.
I did last night.
Oh, did you tell her that last night? Well.
And did you watch that TV last night? They had a recorder like this one on TV.
No, I was writing a letter most of the time last night.
What did they record?
Nothing. I couldn't hear it.
Oh.
Because it was turned down.
I see. We have a pretty sunshiny day this morning. It's a little cool, but I imagine it'll be plenty warm this afternoon. It's about 65, something like that, I imagine. Partly cloudy. You'll see some of these tapes are pretty jumbled up, but maybe after getting this initial taping done, while in the future we can get them lined up a little bit better and they'll sound more like y'all's tape did, where there's a little organization to it. But anyway, we'll get some of this on over. And you see, we're trying anyway.
tell them you hope Jan and Tommy. I hope those Viet Cong will let you alone during their New Year.
Okay, let's cut it off now. Marilyn picked up these three reels of tape over in Harlingen, and she got, they're 250 feet long. The reels are a little bit short, a little bit smaller than regular size, and I don't know yet, haven't had enough experience to tell whether the tape is as good as the original Sony tapes were or not, but I think they'll be all right. And believe me, if we get them mixed up, you don't know which tape is what, so you just got to stop and put it on. I think I'm going to get another just empty reel, so I'll try two or three tapes at a time and leave one when I get it to a place where we record it up to. Then place of trying to hunt that tape again later, just run it off, just take both of them off, then we can go ahead and check out the other reels. That probably doesn't make sense either, but anyway, I think we'll get it worked out. But these reels seem to be a little bit smaller. The 300-foot Sony fills it up a little bit too full, so we'll get all this wrapped back on a regular 3-inch reel that will hold 300 foot of tape before we get it shipped out, so it won't come unwound in the mail. The had quite a few accidents around over the valley here the last few days. There've been all kinds of accidents. Most of them minor. There's one person killed in the city limits of Harlingen, one killed up on North Sam Houston. The Lawrence's car got banged up. Some lady ran into Edna down by the filling station, Humble Station, the other day. Messed up the front end of it a little bit. He's getting an estimate on what it takes to fix it this morning. So, anyway, it seemed like those things come a whole bunch at a time. But maybe they'll let up now. This reel looks like it's getting full. I don't know how close we are to the end of the tape. I believe we just